We've been working in the Black Sea for about 9 years now. We've done a lot of work in the Black Sea for multiple reasons. One is the prediction that the Black Sea was the site of a major catastrophic flood following the last ice age. And there was a book written by two marine geologists called Walter Pittman and Bill Ryan, and they predicted that the site of actually Noah's flood was in the Black Sea, and that about 7,000 or 8,000 years ago, as the world's sea levels were rising due to the melting glaciers, there was a catastrophic flood through the narrow Bosporus Strait, and that flooded the entire Black Sea region. So, and raised sea level more than 100 meters, actually. So that was their hypothesis, and they've helped to prove that theory more robustly with more information, and we've done some follow-up work there. But our follow-up work was primarily to look around the shores of the Black Sea for potentially any ancient settlements that would have been affected by that catastrophic flood. And so part of our archaeological research in the Black Sea is to work around the ancient shorelines of the Black Sea looking for Neolithic sites. And clearly there wouldn't be much left of a Neolithic site following a major flood, but they did have stonework and they did have hearths, and there could be evidence of a paleo landscape there that they could have been living on. So we've done a lot of work looking for evidence of those ancient sites, and we weren't enormously successful in finding any bona fide sites, but we found very interesting sites of interest and paleo river channels, and we've mapped a paleo landscape. So we've done a lot of exciting archaeological work to help to prove that this flood theory is valid and that indeed people were likely living around the shores of the Black Sea at the time. And then the other big reason why we are doing research in the Black Sea is that below a certain depth, about 150 meters actually, there's no oxygen in the Black Sea. So the bottom waters of the Black Sea are devoid of oxygen, and so hence there is no life forms that are there to help deteriorate any preserved shipwrecks. So we have a mission to find well-preserved ancient shipwrecks that are basically mummified in the bottom waters of the Black Sea. And we were very successful in 2000 in finding a perfectly preserved ship. It was we were able to get a radiocarbon date from that ship of 1500 years BP before present, and that particular ship still had its wooden masts sticking up out of the muddy bottom about 11 meters up off the bottom, and we could still see the frames, members, and timbers of the ship. So normally in the deep sea, the wooden parts of a shipwreck, of an ancient shipwreck, are completely eaten away, primarily by the teredo worm, which is a small mollusk that that basically lives on the wood in the deep sea. And so this particular shipwreck, since there was no teredo worms in the Black Sea, was still completely intact. We returned to that site in 2003 and then again in 2007 to do follow-up work, and we've brushed the timbers off and revealed incredible states of preservation. So you can still see the cut marks of from where the carpenter used his tools to manufacture the timbers that were assembled to fabricate this ship. And then we found parts of the cargo, and we found amphora that were basically looking like they were just manufactured the other day, still with a beeswax seal on it. The clay and the pottery looked perfectly preserved, just an incredible state of preservation. So that was really, for me, the most exciting find in our archaeological work.